Representative Anshia, thank you for spending a few minutes to talk with us about the Charter Review Commission.
It's great to visit with you again, Shelley.
One of the things you're looking at is council salary. Currently, council members make $37,500, and you're talking about raising it to $49,500 for a council member. How do we stack up here in Dallas?
We're about middle of the pack when you look at other Texas cities. We had heard from many members of the community in public testimony and from some council members themselves that they thought an increase was warranted. Some people thought we should go as high as $80,000 a year because that's what the median income is. The approach that won out at the Charter Review Commission was applying a cost of living escalator to the original $37,500 that was approved by the voters. And when you fast forward that from 2001 to 2014, you get that $49,000 plus figure.
You wanted to raise the salary a little higher. Why?
Well, my view is that heads of households in working families are largely underrepresented on the council. I believe that in advocating for more, that you would really broaden the pool of working families that could participate in the process. My proposal had a base salary and health benefits in excess of $60,000. It was not the sense of the commission to adopt my approach.
Do you think this is going to be hard to sell to voters? For many years, they wouldn't approve any salary for council members. Now we have one.
Well, many commissioners have that concern, and it's just a matter of educating the public on what the rationale is behind the number.
The other big issue you're looking at is the whole way we draw election boundaries for the council districts, what we call redistricting. You've expressed concerns that there's too much insider influence on how we create districts.
At the city of Dallas, what we see has been a penchant for incumbent protection. While that should be an important factor, shouldn't be the overriding factor. And the way we do redistricting in Dallas right now is that the council people essentially pick a surrogate to do their work.
There would be some restrictions on who could serve on the redistricting commission. Who would you exclude?
What we've decided as a commission is really the obvious ones. Members of the lobby, people who have a financial interest with the city, people who are related to politicians, politicians themselves. We want to make sure that people don't draw districts for themselves, so you can't have an appointee that is involved in the process, draws the district, and then runs in the next cycle. Again, that is self-interest, that is a political motivation, so we're trying to eliminate that as much as possible. The goal is to make the process more independent and more transparent and more accountable to the community at large.
Thank you, Representative Anshia.
Thank you for having me.